Hej och välkomna till Joka Studios podcast frukostspecial. Här kommer en oediterad intervju med tecknarna Corky Paul och Chad från Angola. Corky Paul är från Oxford.
Och även du och jag och Natalia medverkade. Precis.
Och hela intervjun är på engelska, så skärp er och lyssna ordentligt. Varsågoda.
Lät som du är helt säker.
Lät som lärare.
Kan klippa bort det.
Det är jobbigt att klippa.
Okej då.
Okej. God morgon allihopa. God morgon. Det här är Josh.
Det är Kajfa. Idag är det väl den 31 morgonen. Bästa morgonen hittills. Ja. Vi har fått sova lite grann.
Lyckats ta oss upp till frukosten för en gångs skull.
Ja. Vi har även Natalia med oss.
Hej. Ni röstar.
Är det ingen fara?
Och sen har vi en utländsk tecknare med oss som gäst också, eller ja, han är kanske en tvingad gäst, han sitter här till frukost med oss.
Ja.
Jag kan säga hello to Swedish.
Hello Swedish.
What is your name and where are you coming from?
Okay,
it's no problem.
Han har och äter en dessert nu på morgonen, så han måste äta upp den först, tror
jag. Ja.
Hello, I'm Chad. I'm an illustrator from Angola.
Yeah, and you do comics?
Yeah, I write mostly comics. So.
Is it any... Do you have any name on the comics?
No, just Chad.
Okay.
Used to have, but now it's just Chad.
Okay. So, is it published in Swedish, or is it any way our Swedish listener can take a look at your comics?
Not now, but in the near future it will be possible.
Okay, interesting.
And we don't plan on publishing in Swedish, but we don't know any Swedish translators.
but is it in English or is it in
Portuguese?
Portuguese. Then it's a little bit tougher. And we have another guest here. We are recording this podcast for our
listeners. Are you?
Yeah.
So we just gonna have some little bit talk about breakfast.
Broadcasting for what?
For our
website.
For our website.
Yoga Studio.
Yeah. So we have a listen. We just started it now. For this trip, and we podcast a little bit every day so our Swedish fans can listen to what we're going to do here in Portugal.
I'm always amazed by people who do that. I just don't have the time to sit and look at websites.
We're eating here at the same time as we're doing it, so that's how much time we have.
Can I just start trying to get a coffee?
Yeah, please. Just take something to eat and we just sit here and talk. Shall we continue a little bit about with the breakfast, or do you have something more you want to tell the Swedish listener about you? It's a good for promotion. So we might have a publisher.
You start to sound like a publisher yourself.
Yeah.
It's good for promotion.
Yeah,
it's
good for promotion.
No, but we can start to talk about the breakfast.
Yeah.
We have in the first episode we were introducing our listeners to the breakfast of the hotel. So now we're trying to have some kind of follow up and let them know what we are eating and what we think about it. So, what do you think about the hotel breakfast?
Regular hotel breakfast, I guess. Do you have anything different in Sweden?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of sweet.
The sweets, like this kind of cakes, and this one, I don't know what it was called.
Pastel de nata.
Okej.
Vad brästa gunnat?
Brästelde nöt.
Okej.
Det är den vi har kallat för egg tart.
Okej. And Paul, what do you think about the breakfast?
It's great. I had just had a croissant and a coffee. I would have preferred to have a cappuccino, but the coffee is nice. Yeah, it's good breakfast.
I think the breakfast is very British. It has eggs and bacon
and sweet beans.
It's very British.
That's not my kind of bacon. Yeah. No, I just like a croissant and a coffee. Fine, but it's wrong actually. You should have a good breakfast. You should.
But it's a good breakfast.
Well, you should have some good cereals and not a lot of sweets. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have a lot of sweets.
I have only sweets on my plate.
I know, because you know when you've been asleep,
yeah.
You get up and then you have all this sugar energy.
Mm.
It gives you a rush, and then you'll find by 11 o'clock that you wanting more sugar. But this is the theory. But they say you should have things like, you know, cereals, fruits. You know.
I think they have cereals.
Oh, yeah, they've got it. Yeah, they've got some.
But we picked the wrong one.
They've got the Swedish breakfast, and they've got the British breakfast, and they've got the Portuguese breakfast.
Yeah. We haven't introduced you yet.
Okay, my name's Corky Paul, and I am an illustrator living in Oxford.
Okay.
And your books are in Swedish too.
My books are they're in about 26 languages.
Wow, that's
pretty cool. That's pretty amazing, yeah. Yeah. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it takes me all around the world, which is also amazing. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. But what is your book called?
My biggest character is called Winnie the Witch in English. Mimi, what's the witch in Portuguese? Bruxa.
Bruxa.
Bruxa. Bruxa Mimi. Mimi Bruxa. French is Belagie.
But in
South
Swedish?
Africa, she's Essie. Essie de Hex.
So the witch has different names.
Different names in the country, yeah, in the language. So because it doesn't always translate.
Okay.
Winnie de Hex, or doesn't, like in Greek, she's Palavo, which means crazy woman. So that's my biggest seller.
Yeah.
And then I've done lots of books with a lady called Robin Janice, and a guy called John Bush, and yeah, many children's books. And I use a kind of comic strip element sometimes, you know, I break up the pages into, because I've always been influenced by comics.
Yeah.
You know, as a kid growing up in Zimbabwe in the 50s, we had American comics, which was amazing. All this, I had boxes of these Marvel comics, you know, which would be worth a fortune now. I mean, these are the ones that first came out. You know, the Hulk and the Spider-Man and all this, and you know, we loved that, the Marvel comics where they wrote incredible inking by dynamic drawing, crazy colouring, you know, that all this alliteration, it was fantastic. Yeah, so that was my big influence, I guess, comic books. Yeah. And I also do a lot of poetry books.
Poetry books,
anthologies, you know, a collection of poetry books. Which are very popular in schools. Yeah. And they're nice to draw, actually. Because you've got a whole range of different subjects. Each poem is different.
And
they're done as picture books. They're done as picture books.
Okay.
Like big picture books with, you know, full colour and all that. So those are fun to do. Yeah. And what else do I do? I go to schools a lot. I go to festivals a lot. I teach.
Okay, so are you a teacher at school?
No. I just do once a week. I run an adult illustration course in Oxford. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Fun.
Do you have any seminars or workshops here in the festival?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I mean, it says they debate.
You're going to have one at 10 o'clock?
We're doing a tour at 9 o'clock.
You're going to have a seminar at 10 o'clock, isn't it? Where you're going to talk about your life.
I mean, if they put me up there, you know, you just stand up and do it.
Yeah.
Because when you have to talk about something that you've got a passion about, it's very easy. Ask me to talk about the European Union fishing policy.
then you need to do your research.
You know, you get into a coma slowly. But if, you know, the same with you guys, you know, you talk about your manga, you get up and you just talk about it.
We can talk for hours.
You don't have to prepare for it.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this, so we can talk even more about it.
So it's amazing. I mean, for all of us here, all of us illustrators, it's an amazing job.
Yeah. But how many years have you two been working with comics and illustrations?
I believe I was born with a pencil.
Just you're pulling a pencil in your arm.
Well, when did I finish? I finished art school in 1972. Long time ago. So then I got my first job in an advertising agency in Cape Town. And I worked there for about 5 or 6 years. And then I ran away from South Africa because of the apartheid. You know, the political situation there was just terrible. And fled to Europe. And I went to live in Greece. And I got a job at a Greek advertising agency and started living in Greece. And that's where I got to now. So okay. I saw it there, yeah.
But now you're living in Greece.
It's a long problem, you know. I had no passport and no... don't talk to me about that. That's a long... But yeah, it's all sorted out now. So now, I always loved drawing. But advertising is such a great training ground. You know, if you come out of art school, I did fine arts. You know, so which is great because you don't get that opportunity again to study fine arts or work. But to work as a fine artist is a little difficult, I think. And I had to get a job. You know, my dad had 7 kids, he was always broke, poor guy. So, but I always advise people, you know, if you can, go get a job in a big ad agency or design studio because you learn things like typography and layout and production processes.
Yeah, more hands
on.
You know, what I learned in my first 3 months in this advertising agency, I think the guys who were doing commercial art, as they called it in those days, I learned more in 3 months than they learned in their whole 4 years at art school. You know what I mean? Because it's so intense. You have to do it. You can't
A lot of projects with tight deadlines and you need to have a lot of sharp projects.
Especially in working in big corporations, you know, big ad agencies, millions of rands or dollars at stake, you know. So, but then I enjoyed illustrating, enjoyed drawing. So, you know, I'd be in these budget meetings or strategy meetings, and I just don't do that, you know. I want to carry on drawing. So I worked freelance because you get good money, you know, when you work in advertising. So I worked freelance for 2 or 3 days a week and then concentrate on doing books. And then it kind of took over, you know. But it's good because it teaches you to think ideas and come up with ideas or... you know, communicate your ideas or sit in meetings and
communicating with people
and expressing what you're going to do and maybe learning how to do quick sketches which everybody can understand.
Yeah, exactly, because it's very important because just talking is very difficult because you think that you understand
what we do.
But then at the end when you show them your drawings, they go, oh, it's not like that. It was more like this. Didn't you listen?
Well, absolutely. because if I say to you red table, and you'll have a picture of a red table and you'll have a picture of a completely different. You know?
So it's very important to know, just pick up your sketchbook and just do some quick sketches.
We're dealing with a visual world, so with pictures, you know.
Exactly.
Very important that.
And it's great for your marketing skills.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, things like understanding the market, where it rolls, are you going to sell it, are you push your things.
That is something that a lot of illustrators and comic artists lack. The experience, knowing the market and when to set the right price, how to argument for the right payment.
I used to work for Movement Ogilvy in another, as part of the Ogilvy NPC. And then it was really frustrating because all the decisions were made in South Africa and in Kenya, and then they they decided they want to implement that, and in Angola, I keep forever complaining that Angolans think differently. So if you put a strategy up in a country that nobody knows anything about Angola, then it's hard to sell it here.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And they had this...
Who's this for? Ogilvy?
Ogilvy,
yeah.
And they have these twisted ideas, and I said, okay, this is fine, this is subtle, but nobody here is going to understand it, so it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And they have a big problem with the Coca-Cola brand, because they did a lot of fancy commercials in Kenya and spread it through Nigeria and all. And when it got to Angola, it was a fluke. So everybody was like, what happened? And then they asked a meeting of all the regional heads to discuss the problem. And I said, nobody did research. You're planning your strategies in South Africa and you didn't even have to come to see the country. So,
they had this idea that, you know, so we were sort of a generic kind of world, you know, what works in one country should work
in another. Exactly. But it's not like that.
Yeah.
I think we need to end this podcast soon, and we need to go and for
the tour. Oh, do we?
Yeah, but but just before we end, I'm just gonna ask you if you had any advice for like new coming artists from Sweden. What should they think about, and what is your one advice from all your experience?
I think perseverance is one advice.
What?
Perseverance.
What does that mean?
Okay, what does that mean? I mean, you need to struggle real hard to achieve all your goals.
Yeah.
Don't ever quit.
I have to learn that word.
Perseverance. Yeah.
Perseverance.
Yes. Continue, don't give up.
It's easy to say, like, don't give up. It's not working.
My advice? Oh, I don't know. It's I think it's aiming for originality.
Okay.
And being distinctive in your artwork, which will make you separate from everybody else. And try and develop your own view of the world, your own vision of the world. Because I think that's what attracts people to different artists. And what's wonderful about the children's book world is that it has these amazing range of styles.
Yeah.
You know, whatever country you go to, they'll have all these different styles, and they all have a following. You know, like manga has a following.
Yeah.
But those same kids who are reading manga could well be reading my books.
Yeah.
Because there's this crossover. So, but people look for. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what it is. That's what I try and strive for, is just originality and having your own viewpoint, how you see the world. And then trying to put that into the world.
Yeah, I think it's very important not to just copy another style and just do like everyone else.
Mm.
Because then you become like everyone else.
Exactly.
So,
and it's very hard then.
Yeah, it's very tough to break through and to create something new today, because everything is more or less tried, but I don't know yet, because someone out there might
absolutely
have a great idea with doing
absolutely
and just shock the world with doing nothing. Yeah.
Alright, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to listening to your broadcast.
Yeah, we'll give you a link.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so we will report later at the festival. This is our first day going to the festival, and we're expecting a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope we'll go to the festival today. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
then later.
Later.